Fully Charged. It's Ed and Megan here with you this morning, and we have got what I like to consider a living legend. We've got Paloma Faye!
Yay! Welcome, Paloma!
Hi. You're way too generous.
Aww. Oh, no, we're only speaking the truth here. Paloma, we're going to kick off, and because, you know, obviously we're on radio, our listeners can't see you right now, and, you know, in your photos, you're always so stylish, you've always got really quirky hair going on. Can you explain to us right now what your hair is like and what you're wearing?
This sounds like a bit of a provocative call. I'm wearing that thing you like.
What are you wearing? Come on, I'll ask you it then.
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us about your hair. So, what colour is your hair at the moment? Have you dyed it any different colours lately?
I could just invent it all, couldn't I? The mane of a unicorn.
Ooh.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is this call going to cost me $150 a minute? All right, Paloma, look, I have to ask as well. Look, we do see you in your music videos and whatnot, and every day I look at you, like Megan said here, you kind of do, you like to change up your style. One minute you're blonde, one minute you've got red hair. I can't keep up with you. But in your blonde phase, perhaps you're blonde right now, do blondes have more fun? That is the question.
No, they don't. It's just less maintenance.
Yeah. I tried to go blonde last year, Paloma, and I'll tell you, it was such hard work that I just had to go back to my natural brunette.
Yeah, well, I found redhead really high maintenance because I wanted, like, it to be super orangey and perfect and vibrant, and I had to, like, pretty much do it every 2 weeks to get that colour. And now I've got a baby, I just don't have time for that stuff. In fact, I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but I tweeted the other day about how now I've got a baby, even just, like, getting my legs waxed is an achievement.
Well, I just feel like even me as a single bloke, shaving my face is one of the worst jobs I can do. I hate shaving. So the fact that you have to shave your legs or wax them is a lot of work. Paloma, we have to talk about music and new music, because you've got a new album that's coming out. It's called The Architect. It's out on November 17th. A random fact about this one is that it features Samuel L. Jackson on the album. How the hell did that happen?
Well, Samuel L. Jackson's got a charity called One for the Boys, which is cleverly named because it's for testicular cancer. And I've done some work for it for him, like charity events and raising money and stuff. And he said to me, oh, I owe you a favour because you've helped so much. And I was like, yeah, okay, thanks. Like, take it with a pinch of salt. He's from Hollywood. They always say that stuff. And he sort of, like, stopped me from walking away and was like, no, I mean it. I'm a man of my word. I genuinely, like, can tell that you don't believe me. I do owe you a favour. And so I was thinking, like, all the things I could ask Samuel L. Jackson to do that would have been novel, like go and do my supermarket shopping that week, or, like, pick up a parcel for me from the post office, signed for, or all those things that would have been probably a bit of a waste of a favour, but also a great story. But then I decided to just, like, do something sensible and get him to speak on my record using that voice of his that everyone will inevitably listen to. And he was so lovely about it and so generous and kind, and I was pretty bowled over that he is, I can clarify now, a man of his word.
Oh, I love hearing that. It's great to hear that, you know, that he's of someone of such status, and here he is, and he kept his word to you, and he wasn't just, you know, talking baloney as sometimes some of them do.
Yeah.
Now, Paloma, I have to ask you as well, you worked as well with John Legend, and I hear you're a big fan of his wife, Chrissy Teigen.
Well, when I worked with him years ago, I worked with him first on my third album, A Perfect Contradiction. He wrote a song called Take Me With Me, and he sort of, this was before I sort of really knew about her, and he said to me, oh, you'd really love my wife, like, you two would get on like a house on fire, and I was just like, yeah, whatever. Like, because people say that all the time, like, they try and matchmake you with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, whatever. And then, like, after that, I just became obsessed by her. I was like, oh, my God, I am in love with her.
She is. She's great. She's so relatable as well. All right. So, Paloma Faith, we have a game we play in our show every single day called 5-4-3-2-1. It's 5 questions and 30 seconds on the clock. Would you play with us this morning?
Of course.
Great, because you don't have a choice. All right, let's
Nothing
do it
else
then.
To do.
5-4-3-2-1. 5-4-3-2-1.
Okay, Paloma Faith, are you ready? Name 5 things you see in front of you right now.
A grey car, a motorbike, some scaffolding, bricks, and a house.
4 essentials in your handbag.
Lipstick, mobile phone, keys, water.
Three artists you're listening to right now.
Yebba, Kali Uchis, Clementine,
Paloma. There was a time limit on this, and unfortunately the clock beat you.
You're very good.
Everyone knows I've got a slow voice.
You were great. You were great, though. You know what? We haven't had winners in a long, long time, but you know what? You did a great effort at it.
My mind's working at the speed of knots, but my speech is just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, is this something that we can look forward to the album? Is the album like 2 hours long?
Is what?
Is the album 2 hours long? You're not singing slower as well, are you? Paloma, before we let you go, look, a little birdie has told me that you cannot lie, that you, in fact, you always tell the truth. If somebody asks you a question, you've got to be straight up and frank and honest, and that you don't fib around. So with that in mind, I've come up with an ingenious game that I like to call Pat Lie.
Pat Lie.
My faith. My faith. My faith. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you a question, and your job is quite simple, Paloma, if you would. Answer with sheer honesty, okay? We've got you hooked up to a little lie detector test here as well, so we can tell if you're lying or not. So first question is, do you ever get sick of fans asking for selfies?
Yeah.
Well done. We detected the truth there. Yes, we detected the truth, Paloma. You do. Do you ever tell fans to go away? Are you ever like, no, leave me alone, I'm busy?
Yeah, but not in the horrible way like that. I'm just like... It's only when I'm genuinely, like, doing something, like, private, like, in the supermarket or whatever. Yeah. Like, I just think, I really don't want a picture in the meat aisle kind of vibe.
Yeah, as I'm buying me turkey sausages or something. Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, another question here is, what weird toilet habit do you have? I think everybody has a weird habit that they do in the toilet, whether it's in the shower, washing your hands, or actually on the toilet. Do you have one, and what is yours?
I've got anything weird. No, I don't have any.
Okay, lie detector says you're telling the truth. I have to say, I heard that girls hover quite a lot. I think that's kind of creepy.
Well, you have to sometimes when you go to places that you don't
know. I found myself very firmly on the toilet seat.
Sitting there like you're about to take off on a flight.
Yeah.
All right, a final question from myself and the genius game that we're calling Palima Faith is, have you ever met any artists in the show business and that, you know, you weren't necessarily a massive fan of, or that they kind of blanked you somewhat?
Not blank.
Go on.
But I do think that if, like, some people seemed warmer than others, and some people seem cold, but I wouldn't name names because I know that sometimes I might seem like that, but you don't know what happened to somebody in that day. So I don't really want to say who.
That's right, because that was my next question, who? But it doesn't matter. All right, you've put me in my place there. Paloma Faith, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you this morning on Fully Charged. And we have to say, of course, you've got a lot of stuff happening at the moment. Albums, singles, tours, everything.
I have. And I'm a mum.
And yeah, more importantly, congratulations. I know you'd come back from maternity leave with this brand new album, so you have been super busy.
It's quite difficult.
No, it's difficult for every mum, I reckon. It's tough work, isn't it, being a mum? It's the hardest job in the world. All right, well, Paloma, look, you are currently at work. You're hard at it. As I said, new album called The Architect is out on November 17th as well. Plus, we have got the new single that we're playing, Like Mad, Cry Baby, and you've got another one out as well. You were literally dropping singles like there's no tomorrow. I can't keep up.
I know, and I'm coming over there in March to play a tour.
Yeah, March 24th, you'll be hitting the Three Arena in Dublin. We're so, so excited to welcome you here because you're going to be absolutely unbelievable.
Lovely stuff. Paloma, before we let you go, we've just got to say that we have Mary Silver. She's on work experience here. What an amazing name, okay? And she just wants to ask you one question before you head out of here and continue your working day. So, Mary, it's over to you. What's your question?
Have you ever done work experience?
Yes, I have. I did work experience in a graphic design company when I was 16 for 2 weeks, and I thought that I was going to go into design and... I really enjoyed it, but I didn't go into design.
Oh, but I guess they're both creative jobs, aren't they? You know, you're still a creator. Paloma, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much, and we wish you very well with the new album and all the future singles that you will be releasing for the rest of your life. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paloma.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you in March.